We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Ray Smith. He's the Public Information Officer for Riverside County and one of the organizing members of the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival. Also, Phil Pitchford. He is the Public Information Officer for the City of Riverside and also a member of the Organizing Committee for the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival. Thank you both for joining me today, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
Appreciate it.
We're going to be talking about the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival, a big event that you have coming up in Riverside. But first, Ray, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Actually, Phil and I were colleagues in the newspaper business for a long time, and I've been the public information officer for the county for the last 16 years.
And Phil?
I'm the communications officer for the City of Riverside.
And you're both organizing members of the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival. Tell us a little bit about the Blues Festival.
Correct. It's going to be a great festival. The acts are just incredible. It's a chance to get an event like this in downtown Riverside, which we always talk about needing more kinds of events like this in the Inland Empire.
Okay, but before we get too much further into this, let's back up and go into what is the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival? When is it and where is it?
Well, the festival is a two-day event in White Park in downtown Riverside at 9th and Market Streets. It's 2 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, October the 14th, and 2 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, October the 15th.
And how did this West Coast Blues Festival come about?
Well, we had a festival last year at a community center in North Riverside, and this was the year we wanted to really expand and bring it to White Park and expand it into a two-day festival and really put on display some of the artists who got their start in Riverside and helped create a style of music that is known as West Coast Blues.
Ray, tell us about the Blues Festival, about organizing this.
Well, we've come together and we've all taken some different tasks and tried to make all the logistical arrangements. And part of it is that in addition to trying to bring this kind of music and a festival to Riverside, trying to help with the Cheech Marin Museum that's proposed for downtown Riverside, as well as provide some help to Riverside Arts Academy.
So this Blues Festival will feature some world-renowned blues musicians. How many performers have you got lined up?
Probably a couple of dozen bands, Phil, is that about right?
Probably a half dozen each day. And the fun thing about these acts that we have is that each one of them is probably worth twice the ticket, the cost of admission by themselves, and then you put all of them together, and it's kind of the entertainment bargain of the year.
What are you hoping to accomplish with this year's festival? What's the purpose?
We hope it sets the tone for the future, for festivals in the future. Again, we want to try and get some assistance to the museum, the Cheech Museum, and for Riverside Arts Academy, and eventually maybe even if we're successful enough to talk about some sort of West Coast Blues Museum in or around Riverside.
Tell us a little bit about some of the bands that'll be performing.
Well, a couple of the bands that are world famous, Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers. Anybody who's lived in Riverside, like you, Steve and John,
yes,
I think.
Yes, I can attest to that. I used to go see them at Carlos O'Brien's quite often.
Just with about half the people our age as well.
Exactly.
And so Rod has toured from Russia to Australia and every point in between. Another act is Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. Absolutely fantastic blues harmonica player, Rick Estrin, and the band is just incredible. And then we have other talent from the Riverside area, the inland area, Chris Fast Band. Chris now lives down in North San Diego County. But that's one of the things, that there's so many musicians who have been involved and sort of bring this tradition of the West Coast Blues and carry it out as part of their regular shows.
Yeah, it looks like you've got, these are world-class blues musicians.
Absolutely. Even if people don't recognize some of the bands, we have people who have played with acts and still do, such as John Mayall and the Blues Breakers and James Harmon, and anybody who knows harmonica knows William Clark. We have the drummer who played with William Clark. And so it's just an incredible lineup.
Now, you really do have quite a few world-class blues musicians lined up for this concert. You could have charged a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's something we wanted to make sure is affordable for Riverside residents. There's a great price, $20 a day or $30 for both days. I think students are $10 a day, $15 for both days. So even though we could probably charge a higher price, we want to make sure it's accessible so that as many Riverside residents and residents of the inland Southern California can be a part of it.
Along with the world-class blues musicians that'll be performing at the festival, what else do you have planned?
We'll have food, plenty of food and drinks. One of the things that's pretty cool is that kids under 12, I believe, Phil, isn't it?
That's correct.
Kids under 12, the first 50 who arrive each day, will get a harmonica and a free harmonica lesson from a teacher who's well-known all over the country. So it's a great way to introduce a whole new generation of kids to the blues, as some of the great players are getting older and they might not have heard of them.
You briefly mentioned that money raised by this festival will go to other organizations. Go into a little bit more detail about that.
So one of the great things about the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival is that it also serves as a benefit for two groups that are very important to residents of Riverside. One is Riverside Arts Academy. It provides affordable music education to young people all over Riverside. It was started by a group of Riverside residents, and we're going to be giving 10% of our profits to Riverside Arts Academy. Another 10% of our profits will go to the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art, Culture, and Industry, which is planned for downtown Riverside. It'd probably end up being a world-class art exhibit for people to come to from all over the world.
What are your hopes for this festival in the future?
Well, you know, we're taking a big leap this year, taking it to a two-day festival. And to be honest, we've kind of had our hands full with that. So we think there is a great market for this music in Riverside. A lot of people may not realize that, you know, Rod Piazza and some of the other Riverside musicians, they have an incredible story to tell about how growing up in Riverside, Rod and a group of other people from the area would go down to Watts and they would learn how to play the blues with some of the longtime blues players. Rod's played with people like Big Mama Thornton and Pee Wee Creighton and other people who, if you're into the blues, those names are going to ring very familiar to you. So one of the main things we're trying to do is tell the story of Rod Piazza and all the Riverside and inland Southern California blues musicians and what they've contributed to blues music over the years.
And talking about Rod in particular, I heard an interview with him just earlier this week. And years ago, when Rod was establishing himself, he got a call from a friend of his, Muddy Waters wanted him to come and play with Muddy's band.
Wow.
And Rod was sick at the time, and he couldn't go. And he talked in this interview I heard recently about that being one of the regrets in his life. And so that tells you the quality of the kinds of people. When you're talking the blues, you can't get bluer than Muddy.
Yeah, even if, like you said earlier, if you haven't heard of the bands, these are all world-class blues performers that are still touring and still performing, so they're going to put on a good show. So you're going to get a good show and great value for your money.
Absolutely. No, there's no doubt about it. It's going to be a wonderful show.
Now, where can people get additional information about the Blues Festival?
We're all over Facebook, so just go to Facebook and search Riverside West Coast Blues Festival. We have a very active site there where we post a lot of information about events that are coming up, sponsors, and there's a link on that page in multiple places, I can assure you, for ticket information. Or you can go to Brown Paper Ticket and search Riverside West Coast Blues Festival and find your tickets there. You can check out through PayPal as a guest. If you don't have a PayPal account, you could just use a debit card or a credit card and have your tickets printed at home. You just walk right in. We'll scan them. You'll walk right in the front door.
Okay, so if you're a lover of the blues, or even if you're not, you want to maybe check out a new genre, young and old, this will be a great festival. Let's reiterate a little bit. Tell us, when is the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival, and how much are tickets?
So Riverside West Coast Blues Festival is scheduled for 2 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, October the 14th, and 2 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, October the 15th in White Park, historic downtown Riverside at 9th and Market Streets.
And what are the prices on those tickets?
So tickets are $20 a day for adults, $30 for 2 days, $10 a day for students, and $15 for both days.
What about food and other services?
We'll have a number of food providers there. Packing House Brewery in Riverside has agreed to be our beer sponsor. We just got a generous donation of water from Stater Brothers Markets. So we'll have everything set up for you.
And one interesting thing, people will recognize the name Dan Bernstein. Dan wrote a column for the Press Enterprise, was a colleague of Phil's and mine. That column ran for 30 years or more.
I used to read it.
Right. And so Dan, some people might or might not know, is a pretty good trombone player. And
really?
So Dan's going to play trombone at the festival one of the days.
Yeah, that's an interesting bit of information. I'd never heard that before. So
Ray is too modest to mention that he'll be playing the harmonica as well,
along with
Dan.
Yeah, he was saying that he plays harmonica a little bit. Are you going to actually get up on stage and do it yourself?
Yes, but let me point out that Dan is a better trombone player than I am a harmonica player.
Okay, very good. Is there anything you guys would like to add in closing?
You know, it's just going to be a great family event. It's a beautiful venue in downtown Riverside. There'll be plenty of parking nearby, and we just really encourage people to come out.
Okay, thank you guys for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.